Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
But Kenny, you can just take this one right away, because I walked in and apparently... you were heated over something, but you refused to tell me what it was about.
I wasn't heated. I was blown away by something last night. So I slipped upstairs after the game, went to go to bed. And when I went to go to bed, Liz had Oppenheimer playing really loud. And I walked in. I said, "What's this?" She goes, "Oh, it's I've never seen Oppenheimer. I've never seen the movie." She says, "I'm watching Oppenheimer." And all I said was, "Oh, J. Robert," like just being my typical whatever, you know. And she goes, "Don't give it away." And I laughed. I laughed. I go, "Well, I think we all know what happens at the end." She goes, "Don't tell me." And I go, "Do you not know what happens?" Now, I don't know if that happens at the end of the movie. I go, "Do you know what he created or had a hand in creating?" And I said, "Well, I couldn't help myself." And she's telling me to shut up. And I'm going, they dropped a bomb on Japan, and then a couple of days later, they dropped another one. And she goes, I told, like, she's cussing at me. Like, she doesn't want to know. And I go, "You never were taught that in school?" And I found myself doing the, Owen's looking at me, he can't believe it. And I said, "You never were taught that in school, that it was, that they dropped a bomb on Japan?" I go, "Nagasaki, Hiroshima." She goes, "We never were taught that that was in Japan." I go, "What? What?"
"Yes, she was.
I swear to God. That's not... That sounds like a radio bit. I swear to God.
Might not have been absorbed. Like, but they taught it. Every school
Anthony, Nola, I've known the woman 16 years.
The Victor's right history, and they didn't go, "We're going to leave this part out."
I've known the woman...
They didn't just talk about Pearl Harbor, for instance, that you don't know how everything...
Anthony, I've known the woman 16 years. All right, I'm telling you right now, she went to what is supposed to be a good school district, her and her friends, no less than a dozen times. Historical data, presidencies, things like that. I go, "You didn't know that. You don't know this. You weren't..." Hey guys, I don't know much about math, so maybe there's a selective part to it. They weren't taught it. How could her and all her friends not know? They don't know these things.
I do think
I don't even want to say the school district. I don't want to cost them.
I think there's a difference between men and women and what our interests are with historical fact, especially I know you, I know me, wartime things, like, very interesting. Anthony, you, of course, have the poli-sci background, so all of that is very
interesting. Yeah, I'm not as big into, I'm not as big into history. Like, Kenny's into presidential history. I am not.
Mine is my military background. Yeah, if I didn't have that, I probably would not be as well versed in some of this stuff.
But. Yeah, we all have our thing. Yeah, I'm more into politics. Right. I like studying politics and political structure and ideology. But you love history. You've always
I'm a big fan. There's certain like ancient things like that. Not really, but like you know, contemporary modern history, things like that. And I'm going, how do you not know? Like World War II, things like that. I started learning that. I know for a fact we read Number of the Stars in fifth grade.
Yeah, I mean,
like you learn about World War II and atrocities and the Civil War and all the I started learning about that like in first grade. First grade, Perry Local Schools, brother.
Yeah, I felt like we did a lot of Civil War. Civil War was huge with us.
So the question I have to ask you two, do I just let this... She was mad. She was pissed at me.
Well, does she think you're
she
being...
She said that was rude.
You're
that
being
was really
condescending.
Rude. I think that's because how she takes it.
In life, I mean, we got to be honest. We always make fun of people that don't know stuff, but it's just they know stuff we don't know. We know stuff they don't know. It's just what you've absorbed over the years. There's only so much knowledge every individual.
Well, and what has been your, what has interested you enough that you're like, I'm going to pay attention to that. I want to know more about that.
Yeah, now sports is occupying more and more because of what we do for a living.
Yeah.
But, and I think a lot of our listeners.
But I can't tell you how many times sports takes me down a rabbit hole. Like when I did play-by-play, I told you like, okay, let me learn about New Britain.
Fat man and little boy.
It's a very good point. Mm-hmm. But I would look up the stats in New Britain, Connecticut, and go, oh, they invented the wire hanger here. And like all and for that was how many years ago, how many that beers ago, and that stuck in my head.
I don't know how many times we, East 105th and Euclid, here in Cleveland, that's where the first traffic light was. And we will drive past that, and I'll go, and that's where the first traffic light was. And my wife will go, why do you know that?
Well, yeah, why did that stick with
it's
you?
Been
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
16 years, I told you, her and her friends, I look at them like they're idiots. You guys weren't taught this? I mean, they've gone on to good schools, much better schools than I graduated from. And they have higher degrees than I've ever had. I mean, there's master's degrees in there. And I go, you never, how?
Now, it's interesting. I bet.
Do I not correct them in the future?
Now, I bet she knows a lot more about theology than you do.
Yes, she does.
So she would be appalled that you don't know something obvious, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's one way to settle this.
What?
Billy Madison style battle of the sexes.
Business ethics.
Yes.
Is what you want me to... should I just never correct her? Because if it's said in front of the children, the children need to know.
But there are certain things, like there is, there increasingly in this country, we can't believe that people don't know certain civics, right? Mm-hmm. Certain things, like we all know the Pledge of Allegiance, right? Because you had to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. If you didn't know that, you'd be like, what the hell? What's going on? Where did you? But we all, over the course of, you know, how many, depending on how long you went to school, whether you were done after high school, whether you got your associates, whether you moved on and continued education through a trade or through grad school for something, everybody that we're talking to right now has a different level of just that kind of knowledge. I will say, Oppenheimer, that is something that I would think that the big gist. Time, overwhelming majority of our listeners would certainly know. What about young people? What about under the age of 30?
I would hope so. I don't care. Whether you're pushing a broom or whether you're going up to the top of the Key Bank building, you should know. You don't need to know that they started under the stands at the University of Chicago at a football stadium, for crying out loud. But you should know about Lil Boy and Fat Man and all the other stuff. You should know about those things. You should know about Abraham Lincoln. You should know about George Washington crossing the Delaware. You should know about John Kennedy and the CIA and the mob. Okay, I'm going a little bit too far, but you should at least know about that. You shouldn't. I mean, come on. People are begging me to say the school district. I can't. I'm not going to do it. Maybe they are teaching now. It's been 20 years since they were all in school. And my buddy Brett and I, my best buddy Brett, like, we look at him like, how did you guys not learn this? You guys were not taught this in school?
So if you were born, let's say right now, you would be learning this stuff if you were, like, say, 15 years old, mm-hmm. right? You mean high school, which mm-hmm. means you were born in
2009.
2009, yeah. 15 okay. year old. So yeah. you're that's also 70 years before them. So are they more likely to know, the Gulf War? Are they more likely to know that stuff because it's much, much closer to them?
I mean, I just saw this a couple of weeks ago. Mm. We are the year you were born. They are that far. We're that far removed from how far we were from World War II.
Which is crazy. Crazy. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
We were 40 years removed from World War II when Anthony was born.
Yeah.
From the start of it.
So what's 40 years removed?
40 years removed from when Anthony was born.
So for your kids, 40 years removed.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's a lot different.
September 11th is what we thought of the Civil War.
Yeah.
Brother, you just blew my doors off.
I lived it, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is might as well be the American Revolution.
You're right, man. In all seriousness, like, my son, like, that's World War I to me, for my son.
But here's the crazy thing. And this is not to go down the rabbit hole of education, because we have big disagreements in this country, in this state.
216.
A couple days before we're doing this.
But think about the amount of private schools, charter schools, the amount of different types of schools now in the state of Ohio, and this is happening more and more all over the country. I think you're going to have a lot of people coming out of school with very different, depending on who's doing the teaching, very different ideas of history, of anything based on...
Who's going to be in charge of the Department of Education? Come on, I know you want to give an answer. Give your surly ass answer.
I was watching hearings yesterday.
I just need to know who to write.
I'll just tell you that.
I just need to
remember our kids.
I just need to know who to write. I want a checklist of what these kids need to know about our American history by the time they graduate high school.
By the way, when Hegseth yesterday was asked how many push-ups he could do, it was a great answer. He said, every morning, three sets of 47. He said 47. And I was like, is that because he couldn't get to 69? Because Hegseth looks like a guy who would do three sets of 69.
That's a great answer.
It was a great answer. That was great theater yesterday.
If you weren't into that, you
should love that. You should want our guys to be grilled by both sides of the aisle. True. That was amazing theater yesterday. It was one side of the aisle that grilled them, but it was awesome. It was awesome viewing yesterday.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass avocados, 77 cents each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.